Victory, victory, each arise no more. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered. He conquered all. Victory, victory. He shall rise no more, the kingdom of Satan. Jesus conquered, he conquered all. Victory, 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 he shall rise. No more the kingdom of the devil see. Jesus conquered, he conquered all. Victory, 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 he shall rise no more. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered. He conquered all, victory, victory. Victory, victory, he shall rise no more. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered. He conquered all, victory, victory. Victory, victory, he shall rise. No more, the kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered, he conquered all. Victory, 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 each arise no more. The kingdom of the devil, Jesus conquered, he conquered all. Victory, victory. Victory, victory, each arise no more. The kingdom of demons, Jesus conquered, he conquered all. Victory, 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 each arise no more. The kingdom of the devil, Jesus conquered. He conquered all, victory, victory. Victory, victory, he shall rise no more. The kingdom of Satan. Jesus conquered, he conquered all. Victory, 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 he shall rise no more. The kingdom of the devil, Jesus conquered. He conquered all, victory, 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 he shall rise no more. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered. He conquered us, victory, victory, oh yes, victory, victory. He shall rise no more. The kingdom of the devil, Jesus conquered. He conquered us, victory, victory, oh yes, victory, victory. He shall reign no more. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered, he conquered all. Victory, 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 he shall rise no more. The kingdom of the devil, Jesus conquered, he conquered all. Victory, 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 he shall rise no more. The kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered, he conquered all. Victory, 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 each arrive no more. The kingdom of the devil, Jesus conquered, Victory, 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 each arrive no more. Babylon is falling, falling, falling. Babylon is falling, each arrive no more. Babylon is falling, falling, falling. Babylon is falling, it shall rise no more. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We have the victory, hallelujah. We've got the victory, hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. It's love, it's love. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, it's love. We have the victory, hallelujah. You have the victory, hallelujah. I have the victory, hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, it's love, it's love. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, it's love, it's love. I have the victory, hallelujah. You have the victory, hallelujah. We have the victory, hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, it's Lord, it's Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, it's love, it's love. I have the victory, hallelujah. We have the victory, hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, it's love, it's love. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, it's love, it's love. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, we have to flee. When we come in the name of Jesus, tell me who has the power to oppose. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Satan, we have to flee. When we stand in the name of Jesus, tell me who has the power to oppose. In the mighty name of Jesus, we have the victory. We have the victory. Hallelujah. We got a victory. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, is love. It's love. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess, it's love, it's love. I am the victory, hallelujah. We have the victory. Hallelujah. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess His love. His love. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess His love. His love. What is the hope I have? The kingdom of God is the hope I have. The kingdom of God, what is the hope you have? The kingdom of God is the hope you have. The kingdom of God, what is the hope I have? The kingdom of God is the hope I have. The kingdom of God, what is the hope in this world? The kingdom of God is the hope we have. The kingdom of God, what is the hope we have? The kingdom of God is the hope we have. The kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. Because every kingdom that you did not build shall crumble to pieces. In the name of Jesus Christ, only the kingdom of the Almighty God shall remain. Only the kingdom of God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Ghost shall remain. And so, Lord, we thank you today because you have made us to know that kingdom comes and goes. And only the kingdom of Jesus shall stay forever. Thank you, O God, as you reveal the mysteries of the kingdom of God that shall reign forever. We receive that spirit. We are of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, the kingdom that shall never fail, the kingdom that will never fall, the kingdom that will never be pulled down, the kingdom that nobody builds. The kingdom that has been and will be forever and forever and forever. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We are of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not of the kingdom of the devil, the kingdom of Satan. We don't belong there. The kingdom of demons, the kingdom of murderers and killers, the kingdom of the enemies of righteousness, the kingdoms that God did not build, they are all crumbling down in the name of Jesus Christ. Only the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus shall remain on earth. Hallelujah. Y'all welcome to the Hour of Miracles radio and TV ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Today, we're going to be talking about the kingdom of God. Oh, so many kingdoms have come and gone. Some people have built their own kingdoms, empires, emperors, and all kinds of kingdoms we have in the world today, with the king reigning or the queen reigning and the seat on their kingdom, the seat on their throne, like King Nebuchadnezzar, the seat powerful, the seat great, like Alexander the Great, and so many kings and queens that have reigned and ruled, and they are all gone, forever gone. It's gone because those are temporal. Everything you see now is temporal. The one that is eternal is the one of Jesus Christ. That is the one we belong. Don't belong to the devil's kingdom. There are so many kingdoms. Our text is taken from Daniel chapter 2. From verse 31 to 35, the book of Daniel chapter 2, from verse 31 to 35 tells you about the dream that King Nebuchadnezzar had. In that dream, he saw a golden image, tall and huge image, with iron and brass and silver standing. And as that image was standing, then the Bible says that a stone was cut without hand from the wilderness. From the wilderness, a stone was cut without hand. A little stone, just little stone like this. Hey, Jesus, have mercy. A little stone. A stone was cut without hand in the wilderness. And that stone came and smashed the feet of the golden image. The feet of Nebuchadnezzar's image smashed. And the whole image came down crumbling, crumbled to pieces. And then this little stone began to grow and grow and grow and grow and occupy the whole earth. This same little stone that was cut without hands in the wilderness has replaced the golden image, smashed the image to pieces, and this little stone grew and grew and grew and grew and occupied the whole earth. Daniel chapter 2, verse 31 through 35. And all these things we read in the scriptures, they are all true of what is happening today. The image Nebuchadnezzar saw was the image that represents the kingdoms on earth, kingdoms that men have built. Kingdoms, empires, various nations and companies and establishments and institutions that men have built and constructed for themselves and their families. And using these empires to buttress their own interests, they don't even glorify God with these kingdoms. They have just built empires and built kingdoms and built nations and built, and they are all rejoicing and sitting on people and punishing people and enslaving humanity. Selfishness and greed and all the evil they are doing to people, they are just there. And this stone represents Jesus Christ, the stone that the builders rejected, the stone, the cornerstone, the Ebenezer. This is the same stone that killed Goliath. This is the same stone that the builders rejected. This is the same stone that the Apostle Peter referred to. He says this stone is laid for the rise and falling of men. When this stone falls on you, you are crushed to pieces. And if you fall on this stone, you are crushed to pieces. So there is a stone. That stone is the rock of ages, the rock that brought water in the wilderness. That stone is the same stone that David threw at Goliath and hit Goliath and brought Goliath down to ground zero. Hey, Jesus is my Ebenezer, is our Ebenezer, the stone that never rolls, the rock of ages. And that stone was cut without hands in the wilderness. The stone came and smashed the image, knocking down the whole structure I'm pulling down the strongholds, pulling down all wicked kingdoms, kingdoms that God did not establish, kingdoms of men, kingdoms and kingdoms upon kingdoms. How many kingdoms have we had? We have had the Grecian kingdom. We have had the Roman kingdom. There was a time when the British Empire was reigning. And all kinds of powers that have ruled the earth, all kinds of kingdoms that have ruled the whole world. Even King Nebuchadnezzar, the scriptures say God gave him the whole world to rule. King Nebuchadnezzar had a kingdom of his own. In fact, if you read about King Nebuchadnezzar, he was the king of the whole earth. But those kingdoms crumble. Those are men's kingdoms. Now we're talking about King Solomon, who became so rich. And instead of worshiping God, he began to worship idols that the women brought into the temple, the idols that the women brought into his house. So if God blessed you, you go and worship idols. That's a serious question, because it is happening left and right. If God blesses you, will you use it for evil? Because if you look at what is going on, when people become thinking rich, they start thinking about evil. Adolf Hitler was the president of Germany, and Germany became the richest country as at the day of Adolf Hitler, because all trades were going through Germany into other parts of the world. So Germany became rich, which means Adolf Hitler became the richest man at that time. And Germany became rich, the whole of Germany, richer than every other country. Instead of glorifying God and serving God and worshiping God, with the word and reading, the earth is the Lord and fullness thereof. The silver and gold belong to God. If God privilege for you to be wealthy and be rich, you must do evil with it. No, you got it wrong. You got it all wrong. If God blesses you, will you be thinking about fighting wars and buying jet bombers and submarines, jet fighters? Is that what you should be thinking about? How about the poor people? How about those in need? How about the homeless people? How about those that are suffering, that need help? Your mind did not go there. So where your mind went is that you should go and buy war equipment to go and fight nations and conquer nations and expand your empire and your kingdom. You got it all wrong. So as at the days of Adolf Hitler, he was the richest person then, and he thought what he must do was to conquer all the nations. And he said it with his mouth. He said, I must rule the whole world or I will destroy it. Yes, Adolf Hitler of Germany. People with devils in their heads. They call themselves presidents. Stupid presidents. Foolish presidents. And all he was doing was gassing the Jews, killing millions of Jews and gassing the Jews to death. Can you imagine somebody gassing Jews to death? And that's very dangerous, the Jews. God told Abraham, I will bless it. Who blesses you, I will bless. Who curses you, I will curse. And then you turn to the Jews and you gas them to death. Over 2 million Jews killed by Adolf Hitler. So because God blessed you with money and wealth and riches, so you must do evil with it, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong. It's not correct. And he died woefully. After all this, he couldn't even conquer the whole world. He only conquered a few nations in Europe. He was trying to conquer London. He couldn't. And the world turned against him, and it ended very badly. What are we talking about? Kingdoms that have reigned. kingdoms that have come and gone, and so many kingdoms. God is sending a stone, that stone that the builders rejected, the stone, the rock of ages. The Bible calls it the rock of offense. Haya kataya. There is a rock of offense. When the rock comes, it's mighty feet of the image, and the image crumbles to pieces. That rock is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That stone is the same yesterday. I change it not. I am the Lord. I change it not. Every tree that my father did not plant shall be rooted out. I don't care how influential you are, how rich. You know, they call themselves richest president on earth. You see, they are the richest president. So the richest president worth over $200 billion, because that's how the report comes. He calls himself the richest president on earth, and then the news says he's worth over $200 billion. Let me tell you, all those words are taken from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, you did not glorify God with your wealth. It did not glorify God with your riches. So you are going back to square one. Yes, you are going back to square one. You are not the richest president on earth no more. God has taken that from you. God is blessing those who are going to use his wealth and his riches to serve humanity and to help people. God is transferring the riches of the Gentiles into the hands of the believers. The wealth of the sinners, the riches of the Gentiles, are laid up for the righteous. So the righteous are going to rule and reign supreme in this end time. Yes. Write it down. You will see it happen. The earth is the Lord's and its fullness thereof. 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills belong to him. And the rock came, the stone came and smashed the feet of the image. The colossus you are looking at has clay feet. He has clay feet. You are looking at a colossus. You are looking at an empire. You are looking at a kingdom. You are looking at the richest president on earth. You are looking at the most equipped army on earth. You are looking at the most equipped, because that's what they are doing. They are producing. That's what they are known for. They produce ammunition. That is their profession. And they became rich by it. Production of ammunition. But guess what? All those kingdoms are crashing in the name of Jesus Christ. The kingdom that God did not build. Hey, thank you, my brother, my honorable pastor, Mr. Laurie. May God bless you. God bless you, a true man of God. God continue to bless you and your family in the name of Jesus. God continue to bless you and the church and the ministry in the name of Jesus. And everyone online, you are all welcome. As many evangelists, I can see evangelists will be. We and the rest of them, you are all welcome. I tell you, God is blessing you today in the name of Jesus Christ. You're welcome. We're talking about the kingdoms that are reigning, kingdoms that are coming and going, the kingdoms that are coming and then going, and all kind of kingdoms. And when they are reigning, you think that they are the greatest. Now we'll be looking at all these kingdoms. They manufacture ammunition. They are rich, and they became rich. And they don't even know the God that made. If God does not make you rich, you can't be rich. The earth is the Lord, and it's fullness thereof. If God does not bless you, you don't have riches. If God doesn't give it to you, you don't own it, you don't have it at all. You know? So We need to glorify God with what he has given us. We need to serve God. We need to worship God. We need to adore God. We need to give God glory. We need to help the work of God, you know, support the churches, support the ministers, support the ministries. Your wealth should not be meant for war. The riches God gave to you, all you remember is to go and buy submarines and buy jet bombers. And buy a jet fighters, tanks to go and bomb and kill and destroy. That is not the work of God. God didn't send you the devil that came to steal, to kill and to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Why will you do the work of Satan? You do the work of the devil. You live like Satan. You live like you like to see people kill. You like to see blood shed. You know, you go and bomb hospitals, and bomb schools, and bomb institutions, of like, bomb old people's home and children. Is that the work of God? God didn't send you to do that. You know, so these kingdoms that will not glorify God, they are all crumbling. Yes, they must all crumble. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is one prayer we are going to pray today. Every kingdom that God did not build should crumble by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, every kingdom that God did not establish on earth, kingdoms of men, kingdoms of Satan, demonic and witchcraft kingdoms, kingdoms that are killing and destroying people, kingdoms that represent the devil, God put them down in the name of Jesus. God destroyed them in the name of Jesus. The rock smashed them to pieces in the name of Jesus. All those strongholds be pulled down. In the name of Jesus, they will never prosper in their evil ways. In the name of Jesus, Jesus is replacing them. Oh, yes, because the Bible says that small stone grew, the small stone that represented Jesus Christ, little stone, it represents Jesus Christ. That little stone grew and grew and occupy the whole edge. The stone that the builders rejected, the stone, the rock of ages, the stone that brought water in the wilderness, the stone, the Ebenezer, the rock of ages, the stone that killed Goliath. That stone is still alive today because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He does not change. He has never changed. He will not change. He will never change. He's doing the same things he has done before. What he did before, he will do it again. Oh, yes, he's pulling down the strongholds of the enemy, the strongholds of Satan, the strongholds of demons, the strongholds. I'll be pulling down. Yes, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds of wickedness. Every power that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, they are being pulled down right now in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. The kingdoms of the enemies are being pulled down in the name of Jesus Christ. The kingdom of Satan, he's being pulled down, being destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Only the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ shall remain. Only the kingdom of God Almighty shall remain. Every kingdom that God did not build is being pulled down right now by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Every tree that my Father did not plant shall be rooted out. Jesus made it clear. Ha! God is rooting them out, destroying them. Yes, in the name of Jesus. They are crumbling to pieces. Babylon is falling. It arrived no more. In the name of Jesus, Sarakabaya, Eblondo Kunduya, Eblende, 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 Eblende. Is it Russia that will stay? Ha, Russia, if you will not repent and give your life to Jesus, ha, that kingdom will fall down. In the name of Jesus, ha. Hey, it Mordecai, be the seed of Abraham, before whom you have ever fallen. You shall fall and crumble across to pieces. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, that is what happened. Because Mordecai is the child of God. And Haman, you know, they began to come against Mordecai. And he didn't know that Mordecai was carrying a covenant. The covenant, the Abrahamic covenant. Whosoever blesses you, God will bless. Whosoever curses you, God will. Mordecai was carrying the covenant. That covenant is upon every Jew. It's upon every Israelite. Yes, we are the Israelite of today. Our brother Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, you are the Israelite of today. You are the Jew of today. Oh, yes. And then the scripture says in the book of Esther, he said, if Mordecai, the wife of Haman, was sending to Haman, he said, you Haman, if Mordecai be the seed of Abraham, before whom you have started falling, ha, you will cross the pieces. I like that picture. The book of Esther. Ah, there are Mordecai. Thank God, brother President Zelensky of Ukraine, you are the spiritual Mordecai of today. You are the spiritual Mordecai of today. In the name of Jesus, God has anointed you to kill your Goliath. Yes, President Zelensky, take heart. God is fighting for you. We thought they should have taken over Ukraine by now. They could not. God is fighting for his son, for his servant, President Zelensky of Ukraine. God is fighting for you. You will win this battle. The enemies must crumble in the name of Jesus. The enemies must fall in the name of Jesus. They must crumble like Goliath because the rock, the stone has been released and it is crushing them. Yeah, crushing them to pieces in the name of Jesus Christ. Every kingdom that opposes the work of God on earth shall be crushed to pieces. Every kingdom that is not of God, be crushed to pieces. Every kingdom that goes to kill people, killing Ukrainians, killing children, killing old people, you don't have sympathy. How dare you go and bomb little children? You go to hospital and bomb them. You go to old people's home and bomb them. You go to schools and throw bombs there. You go to, and everybody is dying. And you think you will remain? No, your kingdom must crumble. That kingdom that is bombing people and killing people left and right, that kingdom must crumble in the name of Jesus because the rock of ages have been released, the stone that was cut without hand, the stone that the builders rejected, the Ebenezer, the rock of offense have been released. That stone was cut without hand. That stone, that rock was cut without hand in the desert, cut without hand. And the rock came down and crushed every gold image, crushed down the kingdoms of darkness, crushed down every kingdom that God did not be. The Grecian kingdom, the Greek, the Alexander, and all the kingdoms. Kingdoms of men, kingdoms that are destroying life and property, kingdoms that God did not build, God is destroying them right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the rock of ages is tearing them down. In the name of Jesus, all those strongholds are being pulled down by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, the rock that the builders rejected has become the head Oh, yes, crumbling down kingdoms of darkness, kingdoms that are against Jesus Christ, kingdoms that are against humanity. You know, that is human right abuse. That is abuse of human beings, abuse of mankind. How dare you massacre human beings just like that? Is it not what the Sam Bin Laden and his group, and all of them, president of Iraq and Baghdad and all of them, the same thing they did, they committed war crimes. You are committing war crimes. War crimes are not allowed. The International Court of Justice is against war crime. That's why Saddam Hussein was sentenced to death by the International Court of Justice. And the same thing is going to happen again, because you are committing war crimes, killing children, killing old people, killing everybody, killing, just going around bombing hospitals. Can you imagine hospitals? Maternity, you are bombing hospitals and throwing missiles into hospitals and into homes and innocent civilians. It's against international law. International law says that military to military. That's why Zelensky is free. President Zelensky of Ukraine, he's not killing civilians. He's not attacking civilians, because the law, the international law is, it should be military versus military. Now, you did not do military versus military. You went to kick civilians all over the place, and then the same war crimes, committed war crimes. And the International Court of Justice, they are now going to take you up and treat you the same way Saddam Hussein. The same way Saddam Hussein was treated. That is how they are going to treat you, because you have just done war crimes. The same thing Saddam Hussein did is what you have just done. And Saddam Hussein was sentenced to death, hung to death, killed and destroyed. That's what will happen to this devil, this satanic man who does not want to repent and give his life to Christ. And God is very angry with such people who abuse humanity. God is very, very angry. And now, judgment is coming. Oh, yes. Judgment is coming. You will see it with your eyes. You will see it with your eyes. Every kingdom that is not of God is being pulled down right now. Every kingdom that God did not establish, the fire of God is consuming them in the name of Jesus. Every kingdom that is walking against the will of God, the stone has smashed them to pieces. Like Goliath, they shall crumble and never rise again. Harakabaya. Every kendeya. Hey, and this applies to our families, our homes, our businesses as well. There are kingdoms of sickness, kingdom of poverty, kingdom of hardship, kingdom of sin, kingdom of evil, kingdoms that God did not build in our lives. All those kingdoms, the stone, the rock is coming against them, destroying all of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, the rock of ages has come against those kingdoms. The rock that was caught without hand is smashing to pieces every kingdom that God did not build. And Jesus said, every tree that my Father did not build shall be destroyed. Every tree that my Father did not plant shall be rooted out. Yes, they are being rooted out In the name of Jesus, God is separating the sheep from the goat. God is separating the wheat from the tares. Matthew chapter 13, verse 27. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 to 46. God is separating his people. Separating his people to himself. Separating the sheep from the goats. Separating the wheat from the tares. Oh, yes. If God be for us, who can be against us? How dare you abuse humanity, abuse mankind? People who did it before, they paid dearly with their blood. Yes. And they ended very badly. And I remember Mama Gaddafi during Ronald Reagan's era. Mama Gaddafi ordered his boy to bomb the Panam Airlines flying over Lukabai. Mama Gaddafi, he was bold enough to authorize his boy to bomb the Panam Airline flying from Europe to USA. They bombed it, and Mama Gaddafi was bold enough to go on air and tell the whole world that he ordered the Panam Airline to be bombed. It was Ronald Reagan then. It was Ronald Reagan that was in power. And Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan, he sent our Air Force to go over there and bomb that man. Yes, that man, Mama Gaddafi, he ran to the underground. Only his son died. Some few years later, the Air Force, our Air Force boys went there and shot Mama Gaddafi to death. Shot him. Evil people. That's how they die. God is punishing all of them in the name of Jesus. God is pulling down their kingdoms, destroying all of them in the name of Jesus. And all of you who think you can do evil, evil will pursue you and kill you. Idi Amin of Uganda, he was killing priests. President Idi Amin of Uganda, he was killing priests. Killing was just killing, shedding blood all over Uganda. The day God punished him, he ran away. He ran away from Uganda. Idi Amin, and he died in exile, died woefully in exile. That was how Idi Amin ended. This God is a consuming fire. Don't play with God, dude. You think you can do evil and go free? No, you can't go free. No, you can't do all these things and go free. See what is going to happen. The International Court of Justice is going to pursue that man and make sure they punish him. I know they will sentence him to death. There is no another way out. The International Court of Justice is going to sentence this man to this devil man, this satanic man will be sentenced to death by hanging, electrocuting, and that's it. Yes. You don't want peace to be in this world. It causes confusion everywhere that gas prices have gone up. And people are suffering and languishing. All because of one stupid man who calls himself the president of Russia. Stupid idiot. You know, who are these people? Let me tell you, it is the high priest. Read the New Testament. Read the Old Testament. It is the high priest that sentenced people to death. Oh, yes. By the authority invested in me as the high priest of the Most High God, the prophet Elijah of this generation, I sentenced such evil people to untimely grave. Yes, they must die woefully. God will kill them in the name of Jesus. The rock of ages has smited them. Yes, the stone shall hit them on their forehead. They shall crumble like pieces. Their kingdom shall be no more. Their kingdom shall perish. Their kingdom shall fall and disappear from planet Earth. In the name of Jesus Christ, because God is a consuming fire. You can't play with God. You can't insult humanity and go free. You can't maltreat mankind and go free. Your evil shall catch up with you. Oh, yes. Your evil, in Igbo land, is a nemesis. The nemesis will catch up with you. Nemesis. The evil that men do shall find them out. He shall catch up with you. And you are not running away. That man is not going anywhere. Yeah, in fact, he should be arrested right now. International Court of Justice. That man should be arrested and put in jail right now because he has already caused confusion for the whole world. You know, gas prices have gone up. People are suffering. You know, companies are folding up. People are losing jobs and businesses all over the world, all because of one stupid man who calls himself the president of Russia. Stupid, foolish man. You know, International Court of Justice, please pursue that man and get him. Get him quickly before he causes confusion. Right now, gotta get him quickly before he causes more confusion than this. And all the snipers, wherever you are, begin to pursue that devil, that demon, that satanic man who is creating trouble all over the world. Pursue him and carry him in the name of Jesus. No, where are these snipers? Pursue that man out of that place. Yes, if you overthrow that government, there was an overthrow that almost, yes, topple that government and send that man packing. Overthrow him from that place. Topple that government. Lock him in jail. He has already committed war crimes. International Court of Justice, I'm calling on you to begin to pursue that devil and have him in prison in jail because he has already committed war crimes against mankind, against humanity. Before you will turn this world into a third world war, you got to catch him, arrest him, and put him in jail right now. Before you will create more problems. In the name of Jesus Christ, that kingdom is over. The kingdom of the devil. Jesus conquered it all. Jesus conquered all the kingdoms of Satan. Jesus conquered all of them. Every kingdom that God did not build, Jesus crushed them to pieces. Yes, only the kingdom of God shall reign forever. Only the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shall reign forever. Only the kingdom of the Holy Ghost shall stand forever. Only the kingdom of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ shall rule forever. That is why God is calling on you to repent, or you likewise perish. Yes, if you repent, ye shall likewise perish. You must turn away from your wicked ways. You must turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have mercy. If you cover your sin, you will not prosper. But if you confess and forsake your sins, God will forgive you and have mercy upon you. This is the day of salvation. You need to turn 360 degrees, turn away from your wicked ways. There is no peace for the wicked. There is no joy for the wicked. God is pursuing the wicked. They have been overthrown. Their government has been toppled. They are sent packing in the name of Jesus Christ. The assassins are pursuing them. Snipers are looking for them in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall be no more. Their kingdom shall be no more in the name of Jesus Christ. They shall be smashed to pieces. Yes, they must be overthrown and toppled. Yes, kick their ass. Send them packing. These are no president. These are killers. These are murderers who call themselves president. Wicked people. Wicked men. Wicked. Oh, Sakabaya. Amblondo Kondoya. If you don't turn from your wicked way, God Almighty will judge you and punish you and kill you. Destroy you and your family because you are oppressing mankind. You are the Satan. You are the devil. You are oppressing humanity. You are making people to suffer unjustly. So this is the day of repentance. You got to repent and be born again and be saved. You got to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? Today is the day of salvation. Christ is calling you today. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is calling you today. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus now. He will save you, he will save you. He will set you free. Everybody come. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus now. He will save you, he will heal you. He will set you free. Everybody come. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Everyone that stands before God, whose name will not be found in the book of life, shall be cast into the lake of fire. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of repentance. Today is the day of turning away from unrighteousness. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? You want to gain the whole world. Which world are you gaining? The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. You cannot gain the whole world. When you have Jesus, you have peace. When you have Jesus, you have joy. When you have Jesus, he came to give you life and life more abundantly. Why will you allow Satan to enter your heart? And Satan is giving you work to do. John 10:10. John chapter 10, verse 10. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. See, those are the three businesses of Satan. The three ministries of Satan. The three ministries of the devil. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. For Jesus came to give you life, and life more abundantly. Why will you do the work of Satan? You allow Satan to give you assignment. You allow the devil to occupy your heart. You allow the devil to speak to you, to go and kill people and destroy. You are doing the work of Satan. You need to repent. You need to turn from your wicked ways. You want to gain empire. You want to create kingdom. You want to create a Soviet state, Soviet Union, Soviet. You don't need those things. You don't need them. Those are the kingdoms of the world that are passing away. Kingdoms of men. All those things are crumbling. You don't need Soviet states, Soviet Union, Soviet. You know, the kingdom of Jesus Christ is what you need. The kingdom of the Holy Ghost. Let Jesus come into your heart today and dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Why you want to conquer the whole world? Adolf Hitler said he wants to conquer the whole world. He could not. Died woefully. Died. Which world? The world belongs to God. The earth is the Lord and his fullness thereof. He said you are going to conquer the world. Which world are you conquering? Conquering what? What are you conquering? You know, you didn't conquer anything. Everything belongs to Jesus. The earth is the Lord. Psalm 24 verse 1. Psalm 24, verse 4, the earth is the Lord and its fullness thereof. There's nothing you can do about it. You know, and all these kingdoms, they are building, British Empire, Soviet states, United States of America, yeah, Arab states, and all these things, they are vanity. Nothing there. They, you know, these are the things God created. So you can't do anything about it. So if Soviet states is no more, that's it. Forget about it. You don't need to bring Soviet Union. You don't need to. You don't have to. You know, just live your life quietly and go, just go your way. Stop harassing people. Stop disturbing the whole world. Stop disrupting. You don't have to be Satan's agent. Satan, you don't have to represent Satan. You don't have to be the devil. You got to worship Christ the Lord. You got to give your life to Jesus. Open your heart. Jesus said, I knock, knock, knock. If you will open, I will come in and stop with you. Jesus wants to come into your heart, into your life. He wants to dwell in you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. And you are very busy serving Satan. You know? Satan will take you to hellfire. When you stand before God, the books shall be open. And whose name will not be found written in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire, which burneth with brimstone. For millions of years, you will be burning in the lake of fire, hell fire, all because you rejected Jesus Christ. You refused to be born again. You refused to be saved. You refused to be a child of God. You refused to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So the devil come and occupy your heart and your life, and you begin to steal and kill and destroy. Repent right now. Turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul? The trumpet shall sound. The dead in Christ shall arise first, and we who are alive shall go up with him in the air. Where is your destination? Where are you going to? No, you don't have to follow Satan to hellfire. You need to follow Jesus Christ to the kingdom of God. You need to follow Jesus Christ to heaven. Apostle Paul said, I am following Christ. So you follow me as I'm following Christ. You need to follow Jesus Christ to heaven, to the kingdom of God. Follow Jesus Christ. You don't follow Satan. You don't follow demons. You don't follow witches. You don't follow wizards. You don't follow the devil. You need to follow Jesus Christ to the kingdom of God, where you can have eternal rest for millions of years. Oh, you'll be in eternity with Christ and you enjoy heaven as your home. Yes. We want to pray right now, and I want you to make a decision to follow Jesus Christ and give your life to Jesus Christ, and let the Holy Spirit dwell in you, open your heart, and turn from your wicked ways so that you can have eternal life. Wherever you are in any part of the world listening to this message, God is speaking to you already, and every kingdom that is not of him shall be crushed to pieces. Only the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who came into this world and died for you to be saved, shed his blood for the remission of your sins, by his stripes you were healed, only that kingdom shall remain. Every other kingdom, every other empire, every other thing shall crumble to pieces. I don't care where they are, whether they are Soviet states or Soviet Union, they are all crumbling to pieces. Whether they are Russia or anything, they are all crumbled to pieces. Only the kingdom of Jesus Christ shall remain. Babylon is falling, falling, falling. Babylon is falling, it shall reign no more. Babylon is falling. Yes, Babylon is falling, it shall rise no more. the kingdom of Satan, Jesus conquered. He conquered all. Victory, victory. Victory, victory. He shall rise no more. The kingdom of the devil, Jesus conquered. He conquered all. Victory, victory. Victory, victory. He shall rise no more. And the kingdom of Satan is being destroyed. Kingdom of the devil. And they thought they are everything. People are begging you to stop. Don't stop. Disobey everybody. Disobey court, international court. You disobey them. A whole international court of justice is telling you to stop. Stop the war. You say no. You continue. That is already contempt of court. Stop deceiving people. What are you talking about? A whole international court of justice. They ask you to stop the war. Stop killing Ukraine. Stop killing the people there. Stop. A whole international court of justice. They ask you to stop this war. You still continue to go and bomb them. Bombing everybody to death. And you are going free? No, you are not going. That was contempt of court already. And you are not going free. You are not going free. You are not going anywhere. That man should be arrested. He should be put in jail already because he committed crimes, committed war crimes already. That man should be handcuffed and taken into jail. Come on, right now. That man should be in jail right now. Yes. Russia has come overthrow that government, overthrow that devil, send them packing, remove him from that place. No, take them down. Take him down. They shouldn't be there. In the name of Jesus Christ, every kingdom that God did not build is crumbling right now. Whether you like it or not, it is crumbling. Yes, in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for President Joe Biden and his group, the NATO. They are all doing good, helping. You know, God continue to bless Joe Biden and all the NATO countries. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. God bless President Zelensky of Ukraine. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. And that devil must go, must go. He's going to kick his ass, kick his ass, kick him out of that office. Overthrow him, topple his government and send him away in the name of Jesus. Shouldn't be there. Yes, yes, is the Lord and fullness thereof. Heavenly Father, I pray that your truth has been spoken, and let them be doers of this word and not just hearers alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you, Lord, because all things that work together for good. If God be for us, who can be against us? Let God arise! And let all our enemies be scattered forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it to them. Text it out. And then let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. I know for sure that the kingdoms of the enemy have crumbled. They shall go down to square zero, square one. Yes. And they will call God. You say there is no God? When I will cry, yes, because of your evil of oppressing humanity, they will go on their knees and they will cry on their knees. They will regret what they have done, and punishment is coming. Judgment is coming on them for punishing humanity in Ukraine. Destroying life and property, judgment is coming. You will see with your eyes like this. You will see it with your eyes. Ah, Rabasaya, Irobo Senderebo, Yandoria, Imblanda, Imblende Kenderia. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Let your people be doers of this word and not just hearers alone. Thank you, Lord. For all that you have done, we give you glory, honor, and adoration. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank every one of you who participated in this broadcast. God bless you all. Jesus loves you, and we love you too. Wish you God's blessings. Alicia and I, we love you all. We say God bless you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord be with you. We're going to be broadcasting tomorrow again, 12 noon tomorrow. Until 2 p.m., we're going to be broadcasting again. Join us, and God will reward you in Jesus' name. Amen. Babylon is falling, falling, falling. Babylon is falling.